Welcome back. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening. Let's head over to the US because Dan Walken from USA Today has been good enough to join me late in the day for him to talk about the NBA's plans to restart at Disney. And given that there's a relationship that is between the Disney company and ABC and ESPN, it actually makes a lot of sense. And it's great to have Dan to talk about it. Welcome to you, Dan. Firstly, thanks for your time.
No, good to be with you. Thank you.
And it is an exciting proposal. So the proposal is that Disney World, in essence, will host a hub with all the NBA teams to converge there and actually play their games there. Talk me through it, because we're sort of seeing a similar thing here in Australia play out. And early stages, everybody thought, well, this is a stretch too far. It won't happen. But the further we got into it, the more we realised, hang on, people that have got smart brains can make it happen. And just southwest of Orlando, this looks like a good site.
Yeah, so at Disney World, they have a sports complex there. It hosts a lot of youth basketball tournaments and other sports. Every summer for basketball, all the top, you know, high school players congregate there, and there's multiple courts at one time. So it's already kind of set up for what the NBA would like to do, which is play all the games at a single site and be able to maybe do multiple games at once or have a lot of games in one day, because they have to probably play some regular season games, if for no other reason than just to get a warm-up, and then they're going to do their playoffs, which would take several weeks. And so you've also got all the hotels and things that you need to stay for a couple months right there on the property at Disney World. It's probably a little bit closed off to the outside world. So, yeah, they can make that work. You know, I don't think it's going to be a perfect quarantine bubble. But, you know, I think they feel like they can reduce the risk in that one site and play enough basketball games, put them on television, and finish their season.
So this particular part of Florida doesn't have as many coronavirus cases as prevalent at the moment in places like New York and even Las Vegas, which was proposed at one stage, Las Vegas, to be a hub.
Yeah, of course, it's a little bit of a moving target. You know, they're talking about the end of July to start up for the season, to keep that going. And it's hard to know in what parts of the country of the United States that the coronavirus situation is going to be improving or getting worse. It's hard to really know. But, you know, the one thing about that Disney World site in Orlando is, you know, it's probably about 15 miles outside the center of the city. They can kind of close off a pretty large perimeter of that area to the outside world, and they can basically keep it just kind of their group of teams and league officials and all the different personnel that you need, you know, from food service and you know, people who are cleaning and whatever you need to get that done within their little world there that they're trying to create. They can do that without being in the middle of a big city. So I think that probably helps them mitigate the risk, regardless of whether or not Florida's going to end up having an increase in cases or not, because we just don't really know that.
And some major partners have their best interests at getting the game started again, getting NBA games going, given the NBA, or Disney owns the ABC and ESPN, which are two of the league's main TV partners. So it's in everybody's best interests to get it up and running. Are the players all buying into it, though? That's going to be the key, because that's been a bit of an issue here in Australia.
Well, there's no question, right, that ESPN, which is owned by Disney, that all kind of fits together. And, you know, I don't know what is going on in Australia, but in the United States, people are definitely starved for sports. They want to watch sports on TV. I mean, we've seen, you know, in our country, a number of the most important sporting events in the spring got canceled or postponed. Everything from the the NCAA college basketball championship tournament, to the Kentucky Derby, to the Masters, and the NBA playoffs, which would be in full swing right now. So there's a huge demand from fans to be able to watch sports on television. For ESPN, for ABC, they'd like to fill those hours with live sports. They know they would get huge viewership. And for the players and for the league, they are going to take a financial hit going forward. That's inevitable. And because of the way the NBA, splits the revenues 50-50 with the players, you know, they know that over the long haul, whether it's the next season where you may not have as many fans in the stands, that the revenues are going to go down and thus player salaries are going to go down. So I think because of that, there's an incentive for the players who make a lot of money to try to finish the season if possible. Is there some risk to it? Sure. But I think they feel like what they have to gain financially outweighs any sort of risk that they might have, and I think they trust the NBA to keep them as safe as possible.
Twitter, Dan Walken from USA Today on the NBA's plans to get a restart at some stage with a hub, in essence, in Florida, at Disney World in Florida. The broadcasters are one issue, and the players obviously are another issue. You mentioned the fans. They won't be able to go to these games at all, Dan, obviously, but is there more of an appetite? You mentioned how much they're craving sport. Is there a chance that there could be bigger TV numbers for your NBA game resumption there than has previously been the case?
Sure, yeah. You look at ESPN the last month or so, they ran this Michael Jordan documentary, The Last Dance, and it did, some of those episodes did better in the television ratings than some NBA playoff games, because everybody's been home, everybody's been kind of stuck inside, and they want to watch something live on television, something that they don't know what the outcome's going to be, and nothing provides that like sports, like the NBA. So if they were able to get this going in late July, there's no doubt it would do huge, huge numbers on television. Now, the issue that they're going to run into is that they don't have a lot of time to waste, because they don't want to go up against the NFL. Now, the NFL is going to start in September. The NBA would like to finish their season before the NBA starts, because that's really the only thing that would guarantee them the maximum viewership.
And before I let you go, where does baseball stand? You said the NFL obviously has plans because they're further down the track when they have to start planning for their restart, but where's sports like baseball, ice hockey, how are their plans going?
Well, hockey is definitely kind of on the same path as the NBA. They're trying to figure out how to do their playoffs, maybe at one or two different sites. Las Vegas has been mentioned as a potential place for the NHL to finish their season. Baseball's in a little different situation because they never started their season. So they've had proposals go back and forth between the owners and the players to basically play half of the regular season games, which would be 80 games. And the only issue that they've run into is that the players, it's a money issue, because the owners are saying, if there's no fans in the stadium, if we're just going to play these 80 games for television, have no fans, no income from ticket sales, then we're going to lose money if we're paying you your full contracts. So what they're trying to do is convince the players to not only take the amount of money prorated, in other words, you only get paid for 80 games instead of 160, but they want them to take less, or maybe even as much as half, what they would be paid from those 80 games, because the owners say that if they don't take less money, it will not be worth it, because the owners will then incur those losses. So they're in a bit of a stalemate right now between the owners and the players to try to figure out the compensation. But if they're able to do that and get those contractual issues resolved, then you'll see a pretty quick return to baseball without fans, the teams playing in their home stadiums.
And what about the American people in general? Are they now, you know, as just to compare to Australia, there, you know, was early doubt. You know, there was, what is this coronavirus thing? It was new, so everybody was really worried about what they could do and what they couldn't do, and everybody just stayed inside to try and get an understanding of what we needed to do early on and try and do the best thing for it. And then there's been a progression in Australia. Yeah. More and more people are saying, okay, we want to step out now. We want to get the economy going. And we've got a progression to the point that, you know, we're now trying to get as many things going as we possibly can. Where's America in that transition process right now?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the same. You know, the last week or so, more and more places, more cities and states have started to come back and open up various elements of their economy. I think a lot of people are still being cautious and staying home as much as possible, trying to, you know, wear masks when they go out in public. But, you know, you have a vocal minority of people who are protesting. It's become very political in the United States, which, you know, is a very politically polarized place right now to begin with. And it sort of falls along these ideological lines. But, you know, the one thing about the situation in the United States is, you know, we have not exactly stamped out the virus. So we'll see where it goes, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of tolerance anymore for staying at home and staying inside. So we'll see what happens.
A lot of it in America being echoed here as well, Dan. Great to have a chat to you, be able to pick your brain on not just the sports front, but on the life front as well. We'll talk soon. Thanks again.
Yeah, good luck down there. Thank you.
Dan Walken from USA Today on the NBA's plans to restart in Florida at Disney World as their hub. Take a break. Take your calls after that. 1300 736 736.